And Abgarus said to him, "So much have I believed in him, that I wished to take an army and destroy those Jews who crucified him, had I not been deterred from it by reason of the dominion of the Romans." And Thaddeus said, "Our Lord has fulfilled the will of his father, and having fulfilled it has been taken up to his father." And Abgarus said to him, "I too have believed in him, and in his father." 16. And Thaddeus said to him, "Therefore I place my hand upon thee in his name." And when he had done it, immediately Abgarus was cured of the disease, and of the suffering which he had. 17. And Abgarus marveled, that as he had heard concerning Jesus, so he had received in very deed through his disciple Thaddeus, who healed him without medicines and herbs, and not only him, but also Abdus. 14. The son of Abdus, who was afflicted with the gout, for he too came to him, and fell at his feet, and having received a benediction by the imposition of his hands, he was healed. The same Thaddeus cured also many other inhabitants of the city, and did wonders and marvelous works, and preached the word of God. 18. And afterward Abgarus said, "Thou, O Thaddeus, doest these things with the power of God, and we marvel, but, in addition to these things, I pray thee to inform me in regard to the coming of Jesus, how he was born, and in regard to his power, by what power he performed those deeds of which I have heard." 19. And Thaddeus said, "Now indeed will I keep silence, since I have been sent to proclaim the word publicly. But tomorrow assemble for me all thy citizens, and I will preach in their presence, and so among them the word of God, concerning the coming of Jesus, how he was born, and concerning his mission, for what purpose he was sent by the Father, and concerning the power of his works, and the mysteries which he proclaimed in the world, and by what power he did these things, and concerning his new preaching, and his abasement and humiliation, and how he humbled himself, and died and debased his divinity and was crucified, and descended into Hades." 15. And burst the bars which from eternity had not been broken. 16. And raised the dead, for he descended alone, but rose with many, and thus ascended to his Father. 17. 20. Abgarus therefore commanded the citizens to assemble early in the morning, to hear the preaching of Thaddeus, and afterward he ordered gold and silver to be given him. But he refused to take it, saying, "If we have forsaken that which was our own, how shall we take that which is another's?" These things were done in the 340th year. 18. I have inserted them here in their proper place, translated from the Syriac. 19, literally, and I hope to good purpose.